ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're getting ready for a vote in the House, but there could be a snag. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
One grandstander, maybe. You might have one grandstander.
And President Trump says that could delay what's seen as the inevitable passage of that more than $2 trillion bill to help an ailing economy. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, representatives were catching red eyes last night trying to make it back to Washington after Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky threatened to hold up the package. Fellow Republican Greg Walden of Oregon told the Fox Business Network,
I know he's a very principled individual, but this is a point where we all need to come together, voice vote this across the House floor, and get this needed relief to Americans, to our health care workers, to our seniors, to those who've been laid off.
Massie has suggested it's necessary to have a quorum to vote, which requires a simple majority to be present. House leaders were planning on a voice vote, one of the quickest and simplest ways to pass a bill. Dave?
Rachel, a world leader now has the coronavirus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tested positive.
So, I am working from home. I'm self-isolating.
Johnson says his symptoms include a cough, but they're mild. He's one of 550,000 infected worldwide. The U.S. has the most cases, 86,000. There's worry about a growing number sick from Chicago to Detroit to New Orleans.
Mardi Gras revelers may have brought the coronavirus to New Orleans. That combined with the city's poverty rate, lack of health care and affordable housing, and high rates of residents with pre-existing medical conditions, leading to concerns it could be the next U.S. epicenter.
Fox's Todd Pyro. More than half of the U.S. cases are in the New York City metro area, so Vice President Pence is urging anyone traveling from there to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking that a step further. Anyone going to his state
through an airport, either in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, will be subject to a mandatory self-quarantine for 14 days.
On Wall Street, a return to selling is looming. Dow futures down more than 700 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
If stocks do indeed drop today, it'll end a three-day streak of gains, the first one since last month. And in these 3 days, the Dow surged more than 21%. But it is still down about 7,000 points from the record high in February. A Navy hospital ship, the Comfort, will head to hard-hit New York this weekend and get there Monday. Her sister ship will arrive in Los Angeles today.
The commanding officer of the medical facility on the USNS Mercy says once they arrive at the port of L.A., they will receive supplies. The next day, they will begin receiving patients. The 1,000-bed ship can accommodate surgeries and patients in critical care, but they will not be taking in those with COVID-19. The ship will relieve pressure on the regional hospital system. L.A. County, for example, had more than 1,200 cases of the virus as of Thursday, and 250 people with the virus have needed hospital care. The LA County hospital system, as of Thursday, only had 208 ICU beds available. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It's not part of the NBA, but for a long time, the Harlem Globetrotters was the most famous team in the world, and one of the star players has died.
Fred Neal was a standout for Johnson C. Smith University's basketball team in Charlotte, but he would become better known for taking his talents on the road. Earning the nickname Curly because of his shaved head, Neal became one of the most recognizable players in Harlem Globetrotters history, joining in 1963, playing in more than 6,000 games over 22 years and spanning 97 countries. Curly, the team's elite ball handler, was also featured in several Globetrotters TV specials, as well as on the cartoon Scooby-Doo. His number 22 would be retired by the Globetrotters in 2008. Fred Curly, Neal passed away Thursday. He was 77 years old. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now the sports world remains shut down in this coronavirus. coronavirus crisis and the latest postponement, perhaps the most famous car race, the Indianapolis 500, delayed from May to August. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In order to complete repairs to the railroad crossing across Bradley Avenue, Canadian National Railroad will close Bradley Avenue about halfway between Market Street and 4th Street. That closure will start early morning, Monday, March 30th, and is expected to be reopened to traffic by Friday morning, April 3rd. Through traffic is advised to follow the marked detour route utilizing Lincoln Avenue, I-74, and Neal Street to navigate around the closure. Bradley Avenue east and west of the closure will remain open to local traffic. Governor J.B. Pritzker has turned to a former member of President Obama's cabinet and his sister to raise money for those hurt by the coronavirus outbreak. Penny Pritzker is leading the Illinois COVID-19 Response Fund to help nonprofit agencies battered by the pandemic. The Democratic governor made that announcement this week. Commerce Secretary under President Obama, Penny Pritzker, took charge last week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Here we go. Friday, March 27, 8 o'clock hour. Here's your weather forecast. Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got rain, thunder today. High 57, low 54. Strong storms, windy conditions tomorrow. High 70, low 46. Only up to 55, mostly cloudy and windy on Sunday. Down to around 37. Back into sunshine on Monday. We're at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, one of our very good friends is Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic.
Well, staying safe. Tell me how you're operating it and how this works. And I've been raving about your mist machine that can be sprayed on an interior of a vehicle and essentially disinfect it. It's amazing.
It's so amazing. We went to reorder because we're going to just start doing that from now on. And the company that provides it to us said we can't fill any orders for another month or so because the United States military bought everything we had. So wow. I guess that tells you what a good product it is. But you know what? I think this whole social distancing and cleansing thing, I'm a little bit of a germ phobe myself anyway. I kind of like it. I hope some of it kind of stays.
Yeah.
But look, we're, you know, obviously you can clean the place. I mean, our hands are cracking because our hands are dry from all the disinfecting wipes and sprays and, you know, Purell and everything we're using. But essentially, the word is essential, right? We're an essential business. People have to keep their cars running. You'd be surprised. Our service traffic is down, you know, probably 30%. But 70% can't avoid the next thing they have to do.
Yeah.
On the sales side, the volume's about the same. So having shifted most of our stuff to online anyway, most of the doors are, we keep them closed. We're channeling people to one central area where they can, one entrance where they can come in and kind of disinfect themselves. But it's by appointment, right?
Yeah.
So we do have some walk-ups and there's a sign there that just says, hey, call us right now and make an appointment. And then this way we're abiding by the,
right.
You know, the suggestions and those things. But we have 72 families here.
Wow.
I mean, people have to eat.
Yeah.
You know, I think people forget about, we've got a couple calls from people asking if we're open, almost like, you know, how dare you? But I mean, we're so spread out. No one here is sick. We're on a half crew. You know, I have the folks working every other day, but, you know, it can be devastating financially to people.
Yeah,
so,
right. Well, aren't you wiping down areas every hour at Honda BMW? That's what you told me.
It's really more often than that because when an appointment comes in, we may have just wiped down, but that's the signal for everyone to grab a Clorox wipe and just disinfect any area. And we have the beauty of letting some of, you know, letting kind of every other person go home is we've spread it out. We're probably 20 feet away from the closest person. So because business has to go on.
I understand.
Aside from it being essential to the public, you know, all these businesses have families.
Right.
What are they going to do?
Yeah. All right. So they can certainly start at drivechampagne.com online and or call, get an appointment, go in, and you're wiping it down every time some human walks by. So as a germ phobe, that's come in handy now for you, Ben Quattrone. Okay. So, yeah?
I was just going to say one other thing. You can go all the way through and buy a car online. If you follow the online buying widget,
wow.
You never have to come in. And we just have that going anyway. So yeah.
I know you've had that. You've had that for a while. Okay, Ben Quattrone, the man at Honda BMW in Champaign and Savoy, and it's Neil at Burwash Savoy. You have some pretty exciting news in the throes of all of this bad news. You have good news. I think it's great news for Champaign-Urbana and the county. What can you tell us?
Well, I've been getting a lot of the questions, and I can't avoid most of you for long, but for some time now, since August of last year, we've been negotiating with the Warden Martin team to acquire the Warden Martin Buick GMC dealership and Subaru of Champaign County. We have not closed, but we've reached an agreement that has been the result of, you know, 6 or 8 months of, you know, talking and negotiating, and we announced it to our associates earlier this week so that they didn't hear it secondhand. There's some due diligence that has to happen, and we get manufacturer's approval and that sort of thing. But we've reached an agreement and just, you know, acquired a fantastic group of associates with a very well-run business from owners that I have a lot of respect for.
That is really exciting. George Champlin and his team, and now you'll have the GMC, the Buick, the Warden Martin, and the Subaru of Champaign County. Ben Quattrone, this is great news because you operate such a wonderful dealership. And now that's going to grow. Is there a target when people will know it's all under one roof?
I'm shooting for sort of our anniversary date here, which is June 3rd. We swapped keys June 3rd, 2013 on Honda BMW. You know, June 1st is on a Monday this year. I'm going to rebrand all of the stores under sort of one name. My partner is Joe Serra, and we have, you know, for those of you, a lot of people know, we've got an association with 55 other franchises. We operate separately. We're decentralized, but that association has it's got some legs to it. So we're going to rebrand the whole sort of plaza as Serra Automotive, and then our franchises under that, but people will hear more about that.
Wow.
In fact, we're taking some suggestions on the actual name.
Oh, cool.
If anyone wants to.
Well, that's fun. Well, listen, congratulations to you, Ben. You're a good man who's worked extraordinarily hard since 2013 in our county. We're glad you're here. We're excited about the partnership and now the new ownership. It's exciting, and I'm all for you. And thank you so much for breaking the story here.
All right. Appreciate it, everybody.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Ben.
Take care, Ben.
Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, and now soon to be all of Warden Martin, GMC, and Subaru. That's good news for our county because they are so good at what they do. Congratulations, Ben Quattrone, and all the wonderful people at Honda BMW for their expansion. And I'm a George Champlin fan, and George, I think you did a great job getting it into the right hands. A really, really good dealer that'll take care of customers. No question. All right, ESPN 93.5. Back in a moment. It's 8:14 on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call?
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Worked for for Aero Ambulance for about 3 years
as well. Oh, my goodness. You've been there in the first arrival.
Yeah, so I started doing that pretty early on.
But some people, I don't think I'd be very good at that. And yet you were calm, able to dissect what's going on and make the calls immediately as to stat over here, one here, two here. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's, you can't let your emotions take control of the situation at that time. You're trained in what you should be doing, and you just kind of dive in head first, and you try to put the emotional side of it out of your mind and deal with that later on.
So what led you to the Sheriff's Department?
Just when I started working in the emergency services, I started getting more intrigued in the law enforcement aspect of it, just with the exposure with the working on the ambulance and working on the fire department. So I actually started going to school at Parkland College and got my associate's degree in law enforcement there. Great. At criminal justice.
Well, you're a good guy, we can tell. Thank you. Sergeant Seth Herrick, Champaign County Sheriff's Department. He's our featured law enforcement official of the month. Well, speaking of good guys, Ryan Schieffer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Stevie. How are you doing?
Ryan, how are you, man? Good to have you on the show.
That's good to be in a social distance kind of way.
See you under construction. Tell people all the things you do.
Well, we do everything from new construction to commercial to full-out remodels, and our CU Trade Services side of things does everything from electrical, plumbing, and HVAC.
Man, you're busy. And by the way, you're kind of a media guy, man. Didn't you run a camera at Channel 3?
I did. I started out at Parkland in radio and television, and Channel 3 picked me up for a little while running the camera.
Man, you could have been working here for me for 9 1/4 an hour, and look at you now, man. Come on.
Well, the tides may turn, but I don't think so. I think construction's going to do okay.
It's the Ryan Schieffer Show. That's what you can have, man. Anyway, you're a local guy. You do great work. You're making a heck of an offer right now, and I want you to tell people what you want to do.
Yeah, well, Stevie, this is just a time that nobody could have prepared for or expected. And being a small business, we totally understand what it's like to, just get help out sometimes on the small $200-$300 bills, or sometimes those are the bills you have to overlook. But they could cost you more in the future. So on our trade services side, our HVAC team is offering to all non-essential businesses, and this does include any restaurants, bars, even if they're serving out the door to the public, but they can't have people in, we're offering going in and checking on your furnace, your condensing unit, doing a full 20-point inspection, making sure everything's safe, changing your filter for you, and doing a full clean on it. And that's pretty much anybody around the Champaign County area.
Are you talking
that has a small business that's considered non-essential, and we want to help them save a few dollars on their bills.
Wait a minute, you're doing this for free?
Yep. This is for the businesses. We're doing it for free, and then for our anybody that's out there listening or anybody that knows, you'll see some you'll hear about it a little bit. But we're going to be doing it for anybody that's a nurse or a first responder or a doctor. If you your personal house, we're going to do 50% off and 15%. Discount on any parts and labor for your personal home on your HVAC unit.
Wow.
And if you need anything else during this time, we're offering 15% off all labor, and we'll come give any free advice that we can.
That's really, really, really nice. You certainly did not have to do this, Ryan. This is really good. So I'm telling Farron's and Carolyn Farron, my friend, that if she wants her furnace or what AC condenser, whatever you guys term it, because, I play one on radio, but I have no clue what I'm talking about. But, Ryan, you'll go into Farron's restaurant and do all that, checking out, change your filter, and you're not going to charge her.
Exactly. And, we've reached out to a couple of the gymnastics places in town. We're also trying to just reach out and see where we can help. And we know some people have contracts, and that's great. Any way we can help or save some money.
That's amazing. So what do they do? If I own a restaurant, if I am Shane Morrison at Rosati's, I'm bringing you in as fast as I can. What do they do?
They can call our office at 903-5830 or you can get on CU Under Construction or CU Trade Services Facebook page or our website, and you can contact us through that. And we have Debbie at our office. She will be fielding these calls, and looking forward to going out and doing a lot of service. There's so much done for our community by small businesses, so we're just happy to help.
You're a good man, Ryan. What's that, 903?
903-5830.
And chances are they're going to talk to Debbie.
Good chance we'll talk to Debbie.
Okay.
but they're gonna get a happy greeting from somebody, and then probably transfer to Debbie.
Listen, okay, good to go. Listen, thank you, Ryan Schieffer. You're a good man. That's a nice offer, and there are people that are gonna sprint to you and get this going, because that's a heck of a deal. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you just did, and we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Stevie, for all that you're getting out there to everybody during this time.
So you bet you, buddy. All right, we'll talk soon. You bet. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you. That's Ryan Schieffer, CU Under Construction, with an amazing offer. Amazing offer. Wow. 903-5830 for non-essentials. Non-essential business. So, the restaurants. Every one of you ought to call that and get a free checkup. Man. Okay, currently facing a challenging, unprecedented global environment. In the face of such uncertainty, we want to assure you that Busey remains positioned to continue providing the banking and wealth management services to customers that you've relied on today and in the future. By regulatory definition, Busey is a well-capitalized bank, ample liquidity to conduct business, financial strength built on sound strategy of conservative banking, prioritize credit quality over asset growth, and strong capital base that supports future growth. Despite the recent market downturn uncertainty caused by COVID-19 outbreak, Busey taking various actions to minimize risk and maintain a commitment to the support and services upon which their customers depend. While none of us truly knows what lies ahead, Busey has the utmost confidence in our team's ability to continue serving you, their customer, and our communities. They will continue to modify Busey's service model in order to do what's best for valued associates and customers alike. But rest assured, the bottom line is, Busey is there. Busey is going to be there. They've been there. They'll be there tomorrow. Busey, member FDIC. Okay, 822. Very happy to welcome OSF. St. Gabriel Digital Healthcare, Melinda Cooling, Chief Clinician. How are you, Melinda?
Good morning. How are you?
Wow. I guess I'm okay, but what a time we're in, man.
It is. It is a very interesting time in our community.
Okay, you guys at OSF are getting into digital options, which really, frankly, could change the way we do this going mm-hmm. forward. So talk to me about what you're doing at OSF.
Sure. So I'll give you a couple of different things that we're working on. One is our chat bot. Her name is Claire, and you can find her at osfhealthcare.org. So she's a digital assistant. She can help provide information. She can answer questions and really determine if you need further screening. And she can provide information on COVID or even non-COVID related things that you need.
It's a little like Siri. Is it like Siri kind of thing? Hey, Siri, find me a restaurant kind of thing?
You can ask her lots of different questions. So it's a chat bot. So
okay.
You type in on your computer and can ask her questions. But she can guide the questions and determine if you need further screening.
Gotcha. Okay. Wonderful.
So many of us do the texting, Melinda, and you have this COVID companion. Explain that.
We do. So we have a free text messaging program that links our users with key recommendations from the CDC and Public Health Department in Illinois. And so to use that, again, it's free. You just text OSF to 67634.
Okay. We got it. Other aspects you want people to know about this, digital options, all the things you can do with OSF Healthcare. What else, Melinda, should we know?
Yeah, I think the other exciting thing that we have is a 24/7 nurse hotline that
wow.
you can call into.
Good.
And that phone number is 833-673-5669, or it's 833-OSF-NO. And this is staffed by our registered nurses around the clock. And we also have our advanced practice providers that are available if needed to help direct patients to the right level of care. or provide additional information about medications or needs that a patient may have. So we're really trying to use many different strategies digitally to really help our communities and our patients.
Chief Clinician Executive for OSF St. Gabriel, Melinda Cooling. What a wonderful name. Melinda Cooling, ready for summer. Listen, thank you so much for all OSF is doing. How about a website or anything else we can pass along for people to kind of dig into what you're talking about?
Yeah, osfhealthcare.org is the best place for you to go, and you'll actually see Claire on the side. She'll pop up there. She has dark hair, and she's one of our favorite mission partners that we have. So OSF is really happy to be serving our communities right now. Well, so thank you.
We're happy you're here because I'm hearing nothing but great things about OSF and Champaign-Urbana. You've made us all better. Thank you so much, Melinda, for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Hope
you
to
too,
chat
Melinda.
Again. Melinda Cooling from OSF and all their incredible digitals.
OSFhealthcare.org for details.
Okay, we've got some things in the next half hour about Visit Champaign County. Diane's going to take the helm.
Yes.
I'll be back with you on Monday. We've got also a bit from Boyd Matheson. I've got Ben Quattrone's exciting news about acquiring Warden Martin and Subaru of Champaign County effective this summer. And that's just wonderful news. Ryan Schieffer offering free HVAC to all the restaurants and non-essential businesses. That's such a boost. This is where you dwell on wonderful things. Papa Dell's $50 gift cards at 359-2255. If you're in need, we want to help you. ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another sign of what was happening in the economy before the impact of the coronavirus. Personal spending increased 0.2% in February. Americans were making more money last month and not spending all of it. Personal incomes rose 0.6%. Beer maker Molson Coors says all hourly brewery workers will receive an additional $5 an hour for working on site, including overtime. Salaried workers will receive an additional $200 per week. Mark Zuckerberg's charity is donating $25 million to help identify and develop treatments for the virus. The money from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative will go to the COVID-19 Therapeutics Accelerator, which is backed by $125 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
ESPN 93.5, again coming up. Diane Ducey will take you the rest of the way, and I'll meet you on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or Registered Investment Advisor.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. March 30th through April 3rd is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week and create bright futures for kids in our community who need it most. To make a donation and learn more about our work, go to dmbgc.org. You can help change a life today.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 1,300 people have now died with COVID-19 among 86,000 confirmed cases in the U.S. President Trump tells Fox's Sean Hannity some less hard-hit regions could get back to business sooner than others.
You'll take the Far Belt. You'll take certain states that aren't badly impacted, you know, where they have almost none or they have just a little bit. You take a look, you know, some of these great states in, like Iowa, you take a look at Idaho, and you take a look at Nebraska.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's tested positive for the virus, but says his symptoms are mild.
Prime Minister posting a message on Twitter, saying he will continue to lead the UK government's response to the outbreak.
Be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team.
Johnson saying he's self-isolating at his home in Downing Street.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County now has 10 cases of coronavirus. Two more cases were reported, a woman in her 30s and a man in his 50s. More than 2,500 people in Illinois have confirmed cases of the new coronavirus, with 673 more confirmed on Thursday, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. The total number of people who died from the disease has hit 26. The state has shut down golf courses. Golf course maintenance and carryout services for club restaurants are still allowed. In order to complete repairs to the railroad crossing across Bradley Avenue, Canadian National Railroad will close Bradley Avenue about halfway between Market Street and 4th Street. That closure will start early morning, Monday, March 30th, and is expected to be reopened to traffic by Friday morning, April 3rd. Through traffic is advised to follow the marked detour route utilizing Lincoln Avenue, I-74, and Neal Street to navigate around the closure. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Looking at our three-day forecast here on ESPN 93.5 at 8:34. We've got a temperature of 46 now, kind of foggy and misty conditions, and we have a chance for some showers. 90% chance of rain starts up again after 9, then a 40% chance of showers later on in the day, and then it reformulates after 7 tonight. We've got a lot of rain in the forecast for the next few days. Thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow with a high 69, low 46. Partly cloudy and windy, high 55 again, just like for today. today for Sunday. Partly cloudy and windy with gusts up to 30 miles per hour, down to 37 in the evening. Supposed to see some sunshine on Monday. We're at 46 now on ESPN 93.5. My guest coming up is Terry Restack. Visit ChampaignCounty.com. Their takeout and toast event for 6:30 tomorrow, as you have a virtual toast, will come your way. And we've got more details on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay. We'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great. And then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for, sir.
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brewash in Savoy.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-thru, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-thru or call your location for delivery.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
ESPN 93.5, Stevie J has stepped out and started his weekend. Thanks so much for taking us along. ESPN, see you on various Facebook and, of course, StevieJay.com on the internet. And we're keeping folks informed when it comes to events. And it's a virtual event coming up. Take out and toast. Terry Restack, visit ChampaignCounty.com, has more details. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, Diane.
I think this was a really good idea to kind of spotlight our hospitality in town that has really been taking a hit. How'd you guys come up with this idea?
Well, you know, we were talking one night and there was sort of a national push for a takeout night. And you know how we like to do things in Champaign-Urbana. We like to be local and do our own little spin on things. So we decided to do it over a week weekend and have not only an opportunity to have everybody go out to have takeout, but to really kind of sit down together at a virtual event and just kind of give thanks to the people in the community who have really stepped up for the area and be thankful for, you know, our service industry, our hospitality industry, and of course, all the people who are keeping us running right now.
What are you hearing on the streets of Champaign-Urbana and in Champaign County about our community? I feel like we've been rallying around the restaurants pretty well, but this event tomorrow at 6:30 gives us a chance to post up everything and really taste and take out the and toast to the hospitality crew. What have you been hearing about? Oh, this is just going to be a hard storm to weather out.
You know, you know, obviously we have moments of depression and anxiety over everything that's happening right now. But I have to say I've been overwhelmed with the support from the community. I've never seen more pictures of takeout or more posts on Facebook of people saying, you know, what they ordered, whether it's from a restaurant or for their favorite shop that they ordered online or called and picked up. I think it's really heartwarming, and it's really shown that our community embraces everything local. And I think moving forward, you're going to see that outpouring of love and support for local businesses. And I think that is one positive that we're going to be able to take away from all of this.
You know, when we think, Terry, a few weeks ago about, you know, when the marathon was canceled and Ebert Fest, and we started to see, wow, this is real. You know what I mean? As far as you and the tourism business, talk about all of that.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it came to a head, obviously, when the University of Illinois started canceling events. Mom's Weekend was, of course, the first big hit, right? April here in our community is one of the busiest months of the year. So you see Mom's Weekend canceled, and then the marathon postponed, and then Ebert Fest, Boneyard Arts Festival, you know, all these big revenue generators. And it hit us really hard, really fast. And, you know, I think one of the things that people aren't often thinking about right now are hotels. Obviously, they lost a lot of business in a very short period of time. And so, you know, when you think of some of the revenue that comes into our community, a lot of it comes from hotel motel tax. And so it's obviously a big hit to our community. And we're really just hoping that when we're on the other side of this, we can see some of those events come back maybe in the fall. You know, the Illinois Marathon is looking for a new date in the fall, and hopefully we'll have some news on that soon. But, you know, we really are encouraging people to, you know, postpone their event and bring it back at another time, because not only is it important to the community just to, you know, for ourselves to have something to enjoy, but it's important as a revenue generator and, you know, for us to get back to where we once were. This is going to be really important.
You've been quite a resource at visitchampaignecounty.com and working with other people who are great on social media and with various postings on these virtual events, getting some exercise at the house through some different classes. I know shambanamoms.com has a lot of great ideas. Let's talk about you working with some of the other people here in town about all that.
You know, I have to say our local organizations have really stepped up about collaborating. I think it's something we've always done well before, but it's really put a spotlight on how well we all work together. The greater good of the Champaign County area is always first and foremost our priorities, and making sure that the individuals that live here are healthy and well, and that the businesses that are here are thriving. And so whether it's Champaign Moms, the Champaign County Economic Development Corporation, the Chamber of Commerce, the UBA, Champaign Center Partnership, we've all been regularly talking almost every single day to kind of figure out what resources are available and how can we get the word out. And, you know, it doesn't matter which one of us shares it. As long as we get it to the people of this community, we know we've got everything covered. And so, again, just really heartwarming to see how well we've collaborated in these times. And again, I think it's going to be another positive coming out of this. You're just going to see a stronger community front.
I love those words. Terry Restack with the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau, who's helping navigate these times. And visit champaigncounty.com/COVID-19 if people need more details.
Only thing I would say is it's .org and .com, but okay. Yes, everything else was correct.
Very good. And once again, just a recap of the Takeout and Toast event virtually happening tomorrow at 6:30.
That's it.
So, the idea is obviously to get takeout from your favorite local restaurant and then try to post it up on your social media. And are there hashtags involved then so we can be in some kind of thread?
Yeah, we will actually be hosting a video at the same time in the event between Carly with the Champaign County EDC and Laura with Champaign Moms. So we're going to be doing a little conversation kind of about the collaboration that's been happening in the community. We're going to ask people to send us messages for their favorite businesses. And then we're going to be doing some giveaways of restaurant gift cards as well as some t-shirts. So, you know, get takeout, or if you're not comfortable getting takeout, that's totally fine too. Make your own meal and, you know, pour yourself, you know, whether a glass of wine or a glass of milk, and join us in a toast at 6:30.
I love it. Thank you so much. Terry Reefstack again, visit champaigncounty.org has more details. Thank you. All right, that was fun. Takeout and toast tomorrow at 6:30. Keep that in mind. And speaking of all those gift cards and various restaurants we've been supporting, today has been a spotlight on Papa Del's. And we've been taking texts to 359-2255 of businesses that might have been hard hit by all this, who might use some lunch from Papa Del's. And we've got these gift cards that we're handing out. Or people out of work, 359-2255, as you let us know here on ESPN 93.5. We've been working together with Troy Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, along along with Jeff Facer with Area-Wide Technologies, Tony Johnson chipping in, HL Precisions, Steve Hilliard. We appreciate the folks who are saying, you know what, I want to give to some of these gift cards and use you guys as our vehicle to distribute, you know, these various restaurants like we're spotlighting Papa Del's today, papadels.com. We talked with Andrea, Bob Monty's daughter, earlier today, and she was telling us how their curbside service is humming along, and you can order Papa Del's and have things ready, and they'll run it out to the car if you need. So many people are adjusting things and making an effort to take care of our community. That's been one of the silver linings in all of this. In fact, Ryan Schieffer over at CU Under Construction, CU Trade Services, was describing some of the offers that he's doing. CUUnderConstruction.com.
Well, I've been getting a lot of the questions, and I can't avoid most of you for long, but...
You know what? This is Ben Quattrone. He had an awesome announcement earlier today about Honda BMW been negotiating with the Warden Martin team. Let's get more details from Ben Quattrone on that.
For some time now, since August of last year, we've been negotiating with the Warden Martin team to acquire the Warden Martin Buick GMC dealership and Subaru of Champaign County. We have not closed, but we've reached an agreement that has been the result of, you know, 6 or 8 months of, you know, talking and negotiating, and we announced it to our associates earlier this week so that they didn't hear it secondhand. There's some due diligence that has to happen, and we get manufacturer's approval and that sort of thing, but we've reached an agreement and just, you know, acquired a fantastic group of associates with a very well-run business from owners that I have a lot of respect for.
Thank you so much for joining us earlier today. Good news happening in the car industry here in our area with Ben Quattrone, drivechampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Services. I'd like to take a moment to thank the community for all the work that you have us do on your remodel, commercial, and residential properties. We would also like to inform you of all of the services that we provide. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, we truly want to make your home our top priority. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPN CU, Q96, US 1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
ESPN 93.5, 847. I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J heading into his weekend. If you want to tap into our website, steviejay.com, some of our podcasts posted there. We've been having a lot of throwbacks. I know on the drive today between 4 and 6, Roger Powell, remember him in Illini basketball between 01 and 05. What a great season. It'll be great to have reflections with him. I know visiting with Bruce Weber earlier this week, Jeremy has been pulling it out too. It's been pretty neat reflecting on some awesome moments in Illini Nation. And we've had some great definitions of how to navigate this COVID-19 pandemic, the different things happening economically and in our political world, as Stevie J had a discussion with Boyd Matheson, Deseret News.
It'll pass at some point. Can the federal government... Can we work with the states and the SBA and direct deposit? Can we really disperse this money efficiently, as big as we are, as important as the funds are? Do you think we can do it?
I think it is going to test the federal government once again to be able to do this and do this quickly. Again, it's going to be tricky because you got to go through and say, okay, well, who fits into this category? Who fits into that category? Who gets this much? Who gets that much? Which is why I think it would have been smarter to actually just send a check to everybody and then let everyone do their kind of their own self-evaluation there And everyone says, well, you can't send a $1,200 check to Warren Buffett. Well, what do you think Warren Buffett's going to do with $1,200? He's gonna give it to somebody. Yeah, he's going to give it to a charity. He's going to give it to somebody in need. Then it'll be back in the economy. And so you can do some self-means testing. Would have been just fine. And an interesting side note, Stevie J, that no one's really talking about is government is overwhelmed already, and we're just early on in this whole thing. And where do people turn when the federal government breaks down? They turn to nonprofits, to churches, to religious organizations, to local community groups that depend on donations and depend on people volunteering or congregating to do things. That's my bigger worry in this whole thing is if we lose our nonprofit sector and if we lose a lot of these smaller local community churches, if they break down in this process, then we will be in a world of hurt because that's where the most vulnerable among us turn when government fails them. That's what it happens now. But if we lose, if we come out of this thing and we have a bigger hole blown in our civil society, then we got bigger issues for sure.
We have to get back to work. But Dr. Fauci said you don't set a timetable. The virus does that. However, and he's a medical guy and a scientist, and everybody likes him, I understand. We have to get back to work because there won't be anything left. The economy can't go down the tubes on us. It's too important as well. We got to figure out some kind of a balance here.
That's right. And you do have to factor in the end, you have to factor in how many people will die because the economy collapsed. And you can go back to the Great Depression. You can go back to 1912. You can go through all of those, and the economy collapsing costs a lot of lives. And you're right. The balance is hard, and every life matters. But we have to look at that whole thing. You know, for example, last year we had 37,000 people died in car crashes last year in the United States. So all of those lives are very important as well. So how do we end all of those? Well, we could have a nationwide 10-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Yeah, right.
And we could make everyone drive Hummers. But that's not realistic either. And so I'm not exactly sure where the balance point is on this particular virus, but it's a conversation that needs to be had. We cannot hunker down and do nothing for long. It's better to lean into the stiff wind of this thing and figure out the balance than it is to just curl up and hope everything is going to turn around in terms of the economy. Hope is great, and you and I both know hope is critically important, but hope is not a strategy. And we got to have a strategy to march everything forward.
Very wise words. Boyd Matheson joining Stevie J earlier today here on ESPN 93.5. We appreciate that. You know, we've been yearning for baseball, and it was supposed to be opening day yesterday. Well, ESPN 93.5 is your Cardinal affiliate, is airing these Cardinal Classics with the 2011 replay. And that'll happen tonight after the drive, 6:15. Tomorrow at 6 and Sunday at noon. If you'd like to check out some of these terrific games, just listen in, and it just feels good to hear that crack of the bat here on ESPN 93.5, and we're also allowed to stream that online at stevieJay.com as you relive that excitement at the end of the 2011 season. The World Championship win right here on ESPN 93.5. Well, we're wrapping up the show. I know we've had some terrific guests, especially hearing about the digital healthcare effort from OSF Healthcare, Melinda Cooling coming on and talking about how you can text in and get some information at 67634 as you text OSF to keep on top of it with that COVID companion. And then again, Ryan Schieffer, CU Under Construction, offering 2 months free service on your HVAC system. No strings attached to any non-essential business. That's a full clean, filter change, and inspection. Plus, that's 60 days to pay, 15% off plumbing, HVAC, or electrical needs over the next 2 months. Building together, better together. That's CUUnderConstruction.com to reach out to some of the local businesses really making an impact in our community to help out in this tough time. Of
course, Terry Reifstack joining me, Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau, working with the Economic Development at ShambanaMoms.com to talk about the takeout and toast effort tomorrow at 6:30. As you reach out on social media, if you need more details, visit champaigncounty.org on that. Enjoy your day, and thank you so much for taking us along. Jeremy Warner and Austin Berkland's show is coming up next here on ESPN 93.5. And again, if you know someone in need, they could use gift cards. We're doing different restaurants every day here on ESPN 93.5. You just text in a few words about someone who is in need in your circle of friends. And that number is 359-2255. ESPN 93.5. Looking forward to a good weekend ahead.
Romans 15:13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Hope is not a what or a when or a why. Hope is in the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just sent us into game number 7.
Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah! It's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2-Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
Celebrate Champaign County hospitality with ShambanaMoms.com. You're welcome. See you and visit Champaign County. It's time for us to take out and toast as we participate through social media at 6:30 Saturday, March 28th, showing support for our hospitality and service industries and bringing the community together virtually. For more details and an extensive list of local restaurants offering delivery and curbside pickup, visit ShampaignCounty.org/COVID to find out more about the Takeout and Toast event Saturday night at 6:30, visit ShambanaMoms.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.